Welcome back to the podcast, y'all. Today I'm sitting down with Carissa Taylor. I hope you enjoy the show. Welcome back to the podcast, Carissa. I'm so glad to have you here today. I think the first episode, we did a great job of covering growth and the aspects of us, but I think this episode will be great for the listeners to get a little bit better of an idea about who you are and some of the individual growth that you've experienced. I'm really blessed just to know you, to be on this journey with you, and to have experienced a lot of the things I have with you, but more importantly, to witness you grow as an individual, whether that be, you know, with me or outside of me. I think it's been great for you. I guess to start, talk a little bit about how you've been since we last did the podcast a little over 2 months ago.
Yeah, hello again. I would say since the last time we've talked, obviously, you know, school started. So I'm just trying to adjust to this new normal, which definitely has its pros and cons. But in the midst of it all, I'm just trying to find the positives in it and just trying to like keep up with school and stay productive and stay motivated and whatnot. But other than that, yeah, I feel like all I've been doing is literally school. So
I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat as you are, adjusting, probably a lot of people struggling as well. Why don't you talk a little bit about who you've become at this point in time as a person? I think that's a really abstract question, but from the point of me knowing you to, you know, getting to where you are today, I think you've done a lot of growing to make you more of an independent person outside of both me, friends, and family. So I guess talk a little bit about what you've learned about yourself over the last few years and just, I guess, your comfortability in your skin and who you are now.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I would say the first thing that comes to my mind when you ask that question is actually a quote from this past Sunday's Mass homily. Shout out Father Mike Schmitz. He said that your mindset has the power to propel you or paralyze you. I don't know if you remember that quote, but when he said that, I was like, wow, that is like such a mic drop statement. And I don't know, like the more I kind of reflected on that statement, I was just kind of thinking about how like that's how I used to be in terms of growth and attitude and just how I carried myself in general was I feel like I was so paralyzed by my mindset. Just, you know, depending so much on others and not wanting to even be independent. It was like I was so complacent and comfortable with being dependent and being, you know, a child at 18 years old. It was like I just didn't want to grow up. And I feel like the environment that we were in didn't help either because, you know, people around us, some of them were like ready to leave San Antonio and then others were like, no, like this is my place for life. And so I feel like that, you know, neither of those are right or wrong. It's just that, you know, it kind of puts you in a tough spot of like, what do I want? Like, do I want to be like these people and leave? Or do I want to be like these people and stay? And I think I just became comfortable with like where I was and not wanting to propel. Like my mindset really did just have me like stuck. And so definitely reflecting on that, I would say what made my mindset change was moving to Austin. And, you know, that's not to say that everyone has to like leave their hometown in order to like grow or become independent, but it definitely did help me with independency. And I think it really showed me that, you know, there's so much more to see and to do. I know Austin's only an hour and a half away, but like, just in terms of like as little as going to the grocery store by myself and driving myself to school there and back every day. Like, I know those seem like little things, but it's like, you know, our parents used to do all of that for us. So it's like seeing how my mindset used to paralyze me and then going into how my mindset now propels me. I'm comfortable in saying that. It's just, yeah, I think really just pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, as cliche as that sounds, is just that way of being able to propel, honestly.
Yeah, that's a great answer. I was going to say the same thing that I think, you know, moving to Austin was probably easier to do that, to push yourself outside of your comfort zone. And it's not absolutely necessary to do. But I think for you, it was really beneficial because it allowed you to see the world for the first time through your own lens. And I thought that was really cool. And again, it's been great being able to watch you grow as an individual and become this fully formed human that has like her own beliefs and who's not dependent on others for things and who's just hungry for the world and hungry to like get as much out of this world as possible and give as much as possible. I also really like that you mentioned Father Mike Schmidt's homily because it was probably one of my favorite homilies that he's ever given. I'll definitely link it in the show notes for you folks out there as well. Even if you don't partake in church, I'll definitely have the timestamp to where you should fast forward to so you can start listening because it's applicable to everyone, whether or not you want to partake in the mass itself. It's a great talk, and I think he gives some great advice that's applicable to everyone. Mm-hmm. I guess to move on a little bit, you struggled for a long time, and I know it's an ongoing struggle. We never all fully defeat our struggles, but I imagine a lot of girls are in the same position with insecurity and, I guess, comparison to other people. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that impacted you as an individual, as a detriment, and then how you've been able to overcome that in some sense and how you combat those feelings now?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that is like one of the biggest, if not the biggest, just battles that girls have to go through in high school, even in middle school, I would say, because it started in middle school for me. I don't know how it is for every other girl, but yeah, definitely one of like the toughest battles to go through because it's almost like you forget what you have and who you are. And so you're just constantly looking for like, okay, what can I get next? Or who can I be like next? Or almost like, what can I do next to be like that person that's next to me? Because you're just not satisfied. And I think that was the biggest thing for me was just that satisfaction and like never being satisfied with what I had. That's the only way to put it is I was just like, wow, like that girl has like, you know, Lululemon leggings or like, oh, she has those Miss Me jeans that I want. And it was just like, you know, always wanting to be like on top of things and up to date with the trends and stuff. But on a deeper level, you know, when you surround yourself with people that kind of like make you a better person, which is so great. But mm-hmm. then when you leave that atmosphere, it's like, wow, I wish I was them. Mm-hmm. For a long time, I had that mindset. I still have it sometimes with people that I'm around. I'm like, wow, I really wish I was them. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that statement itself is just so harmful and you don't realize it until you see yourself comparing every little aspect of someone else to yourself. Mm-hmm. My biggest thing, and I'll just put myself out there, was like, man, my nose is so pointy and it's so like different. And so I would be like, man, they have a normal nose and they have a cute nose, or like, you know, maybe they have smaller ears or whatever the flaw that you have may be. It was like, I didn't know how to embrace it. I just wanted to change it. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's something that a lot of people go through, especially being a girl, is that, you know, you want to be like the prettiest girl and you look up to the prettiest celebrities and stuff like that. And then, you know, boys don't make that any easier. So I would say for me, as cliche as it sounds, is when I was recognizing that, like, there's no one out there that is me, mm-hmm. really helped me in terms of like, you know, I'm special. I'm made for greatness. I'm made to do what I'm supposed to do. And no one else is going to do that the way I'm going to do it. And so I think recognizing that, because there's so much truth to that, even if it sounds dumb or cliche, it's so true. Like, you know, I'm going to handle something the way I'm going to handle it because I'm Carissa, and you're going to handle it the way you're going to handle it because you're Saul. Mm-hmm. And it's like, there's something so special in that that I think people don't recognize because we get so lost and drowning in like that whole like, oh, I wish I could do it like them, or I wish I could be like them, or I wish I could be as good as them at that. And it's like, yeah, but you're you for a reason. And mm-hmm. so it took me a while to, you know, kind of carry that mindset. But once I started to like recognize that and reject those lies that like, you know, I'm not fast enough in terms of soccer, I'm not smart enough in terms of the classroom, it's like, well, I may not be as smart as that person or as fast as that person, but like, I'm me, and I'm not going to like stress about the things that I can't change. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to work on the things that I can change. And I think that kind of links with the whole like, your mindset propels or paralyzes you. Let it propel you in those terms, because, you know, you can work for certain things to see progress. And I mean, you're never going to be exactly like the person to your left or to your right, but you know, like, there's so much beauty in the fact that you're going to be you and you can be the best version mm-hmm. of you. So yeah, it took a while and a lot of healing to be able to have that mindset and to be able to think that way and carry that attitude. But once I did, I saw a lot of progress in terms of like, I had like more energy and I was just happier and more full of life and stuff like that. So I would say that's a huge thing. And then as weird as it sounds, supporting other women is huge. And I know that probably makes no sense and sounds really weird, but like, I will be the first to admit that I used to be that girl in high school that would like, be like, oh, you think she's pretty? Well, I think she's this. Or, oh, you think she's funny? Well, I think she's this. And it's like, that is so wrong in so many ways. And like, you know, I'm still working on it every day, like trying not to be judgmental, but the more that I found myself correcting myself, like she actually has like a beautiful personality, or wow, like she's really funny, or like, wow, she's really smart. She's really good at this. Supporting other girls, supporting other women really helped me in terms of being happier with other women, therefore reducing the fact of me being like, dang, like I wish I was her. Like, dang, I wish I had that she has. And then also like counting blessings. You know, just taking a minute to pause every now and then and being like, I have this many things to be grateful for today. And, you know, tomorrow's not going to change. It's going to be different than what you were grateful for yesterday. And I just feel like doing those things really just reduces comparing yourself and wishing you were more than who you are, because it's really like unpopular to think who you are is enough. But there's so much truth to that.
Wonderfully said. I liked what you touched on at the end. I think something that I struggled with for a really long time as well was complaining or being upset that I had to do certain things, seeing them as a chore. And what helped me a lot with that was to reframe those things in my mind. So I think you touched on that a lot with the comparison and the jealousy or feelings of envy, and like actually physically correcting that in your mind. Like, I actually reject the lie of I want to be this person and, you know, accept the truth of I want to be my own person. I've been able to say, oh, I don't want to, when we lived in an apartment, I don't want to take the dogs out right now. Changing that to, I get to take the dogs out right now, or it's a gift and a blessing that I get to do this, because a lot of people would be just so thankful for the opportunity to do something like that, to have a dog, or, you know, in another situation, like to drive all the way to work. Like, I have to drive all the way to work. I have to go to the grocery store, run these errands. I get to do that. I'm blessed and fortunate enough to do that. So I think those are some great things that you touched on. And the first thing that changes your destination is being able to change your thoughts, because like you said, your thoughts and your mindset are what propels you towards a vision and a destiny. So wonderfully said. In the last, you know, year and a half to 2 years, you've come to know that you live with anxiety. I think a lot of people actually live and experience anxiety, but it's undiagnosed, like you had for a very long time. Why don't you talk a little bit about how that manifests for you and what it's like to live with that, and also what it's like now knowing that you have that and how you can combat that or how you deal with that?
Yeah, I would say I didn't even know like what anxiety was. If you asked me to define anxiety right now, I still wouldn't have a definition for you, because the first I heard of it was test anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like hearing some of my friends or just people that I knew being like, yeah, like I have test anxiety. And I was just like, what is that? Like, at first I really thought it was like an excuse to get out of a test, because who wasn't trying to do that in high school? But yeah, the more that I learned about anxiety, like before I knew that I had it, I just remember feeling like everything that was being described to me and explained to me resonated. And I didn't realize it at the time that like it resonates because I have anxiety, but I just felt like I understand what you mean, but like I don't have that. Like I'm bigger than that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And I think a big part of it is that having anxiety was almost like frowned upon years ago. Like it was almost like, ew, you have anxiety type of thing.
Yeah.
It just wasn't normal and it wasn't accepted. And now it's almost like so many people have it and they're like just now starting to realize they have it, or at least everyone knows someone who experiences anxiety. Mm-hmm. There's so many different forms of it too. And I think that that's just really important to recognize that, you know, the people around you can be experiencing anxiety and like you don't even know. And so I think that was really important when I learned what anxiety was I was like, wow, I should have been like more mindful that this person probably has a car anxiety, driving their car on the road, because little do I know, like 2 years ago, they got in a horrible car accident, right? Or like the person to my left again has test anxiety. Or what I found out is that I have anxiety very highly when it comes to going to the doctor and the dentist. And, you know, I'm in therapy going through it and learning how to deal with it, because like you said, it's just something that's ongoing. Like, I don't think there is a cure for anxiety. I think there's a way to calm it, but I don't think there's a cure. And that's really unfortunate. But at the same time, I think the more you learn to calm your anxiety, the more you won't experience anxiety attacks because, you know, that's obviously to the extreme where, you know, I would be kind of anticipating a doctor's appointment and be preparing myself. And it would be literally like a checkup. And I would find myself thinking like, oh, am I going to get a shot? Am I going to have to swallow these X amount of pills? Am I going to have to do this? Am I going to have to do that? And that was when I would kind of go into an anxiety attack. And, you know, when I didn't know what that was, I just thought like, oh, everyone fears the doctor. That's normal. But the more that I got involved with therapy and talked to people about it, it's like, no, it's actually not really normal to be overthinking a doctor's appointment or dentist appointment that much. And, you know, you're having anxiety when it comes to that. And so, yeah, it took me a long time to first accept that I had anxiety. I think a lot of people struggle with that, is that it's okay to have anxiety. Like, you don't have to like push it to the side or be bigger than that or overcome it or beat it or whatever your mindset is. It's like, you have anxiety, accept it. Now let's learn how to deal with it type of thing. And as odd as it sounds, and I think this is why also too, what's a thing now is emotional support animals. My therapist, you know, recommended to me, she really thinks that Theo, my pug, is a way to calm my anxiety, and specifically like petting him and recognizing what I'm feeling when I pet him. And like, this is what his fur feels like. And this is how I'm feeling in my body right now. You know, just kind of like juggling everything like that really calms my anxiety. Like I can feel it calm myself right now, just thinking about it. So I think it's really important to find those things that calm your anxiety in terms of whenever you're having it, and then practicing that, because it's honestly not fun to just constantly be like, okay, I'm having an anxiety attack, don't know what to do about it, let's just let it play out, because it honestly leads to things that people would never guess it does in terms of like not thinking straight and just really like harming you and honestly exhausting you. I would say that's the biggest thing that anxiety can do that it doesn't need to do if you would just recognize it and find a way to cope with it or deal with it. But yeah, I would say finding out that I have anxiety might have been one of the greatest blessings, because instead of overthinking why I was feeling certain ways or why things were playing out certain ways, it's like, I know that this is because I have anxiety and this is something that I'm going to carry and this is how I'm going to overcome it right now, or this is how I'm going to deal with it right now. And so, yeah, every time I think about the doctor and the dentist, yes, my anxiety still comes up. However, I think it's greatly reduced now that I've been practicing how to calm it in a way. So, yeah, I would say it's definitely getting better. But like I said, there's no cure. It's only dealing with it and just finding a way to calm it and be with it.
Yeah, it's an ongoing management process that never really ends. You just get better at living with it. Thank you so much for sharing and talking about that. I think mental health is really challenging to talk about because it manifests differently for everyone, and people don't really understand what another person is going through without being them. So it's hard to talk about these things with people. And I thank you for, you know, sharing that with the world and putting that out there. It means a lot to me, and I'm sure it'll mean a lot to other people as well to know that they are not alone in experiencing these things. So thank you.
Yeah.
I guess moving on to something more lighthearted, you are a TikTok advocate, TikTok enthusiast, and yeah, I've seen you use TikTok in a way that I think increases and is correlated with your overall happiness. So why don't you talk a little bit about why you like it so much and just what it does for you emotionally?
Yeah, TikTok enthusiast. I'm going to have to put that in my bio, but yeah, so I'm pretty sure everyone listening knows what TikTok is. I would say almost probably everyone has it, but definitely they have an idea of it. So I would say I downloaded it like months ago, but in terms of when I first had it, I wasn't like creating content. I was more just like watching other people's videos and stuff like that. And in the beginning, I realized just how much time it was taking of my day. And I actually had the first time I downloaded it was during the semester. And I started to realize like, okay, I've been spending like 3 hours on TikTok when I thought it was only like 20 minutes. So when I started to realize that that was a problem, I kind of like got off of it for a little while. Then you showed me how to put time limits on apps. And I want to say that's been like the best thing ever for me, because now I put a time limit. I do 2 hours a day for all my social media apps, and I've seen a great amount of improvement. And it also just makes like it so much sweeter when you're able to get on that app, as dumb as that sounds. But I'll be studying for, you know, 2-3 hours and then be like, now I can, get on TikTok for a little bit and have a good laugh or make a TikTok or learn a dance, whatever it is. But I would say it makes me really happy because there's so many funny videos on TikTok. Like, you'll never run out of funny content. And I know that sounds unbelievable, but it's almost like the show Ridiculousness, but in the palm of your hands. And you're just like watching like over and over all these hilarious videos. Like, I've been like in fetus position crying, laughing so hard. And I know you can attest to that from TikTok videos. And the other thing too is it's starting to become more with like a variation of videos, foodie TikTok and exercise TikTok. And so I find myself saving recipes now on TikTok and workouts that have really worked for me and aesthetically like pleasing TikToks, like the Calm app almost, but on TikTok. And it honestly just makes me really happy to be able to put myself out there in a weird way. Like, I'll make videos and like, sure, it's only getting 2 likes and 1 comment, but it's almost like I don't even care. And I think that's what, when it really started to like make an impact in my life, if you will, is when I realized I don't even care how many likes and comments I'm getting on my TikTok video, because that's how much I'm enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And when I started to realize that, I started to care less in terms of Instagram and Twitter of how many likes am I getting, because that used to be a huge problem of mine. And sometimes it still is. Like, I won't lie, I'll get bummed out if I get like 60 likes on something. I'm like, what? But now that I've had TikTok, it's like, dude, it's better than 2 likes, right? So, but it's like, I don't even find myself caring or dwelling about that anymore, because it's just like, I'm happy with this and it makes me laugh. It makes me happy. Sometimes it makes me cry. Yes, there's videos of dogs' last days on TikToks, but I love it. And there's even like a TikTok commercial. I don't know if you've seen it on the TV right now, but it's dramatic, but it's so good. It describes TikTok so well. And like, I'm no Addison Rae or whatever, but I enjoy the app so much. I love learning new dances because they're fun. I love watching funny videos, watching food recipes. I just enjoy the app altogether. And I honestly recommend it for anyone and everyone.
TikTok enthusiasts, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for that response and conveying how much TikTok means to you.
Yes, you are very welcome.
Before we talk a little bit about music, I think I want to highlight Father Mike Schmidt's homily. I'm going to put it in the show notes, but I think something that's really important about it that I think a lot of people will be able to gain from is it talks about a lot of really important things that this podcast like is trying to be related to. So identity, vision, who you are, like what you look like, how you look at yourself, and just the struggles that come along with all of that as well. And so again, for those of you who aren't religious, those of you who are religious, it's a great outlet, and think of it almost like a podcast, because Father Mike Schmitz actually has his own podcast as well. And it's really, really good. He talks about a lot of great things. So I hope you all enjoy that, and we will link that for you as well.
Yeah, to piggyback that, he actually just got done doing a 5-week series titled How Do I Look? Mm-hmm. And I want to say it's like top 3 best things I've ever heard in my entire life in terms of reflection and meditation, like listening to, you don't even have to watch the whole mass, but just his homily, like you said, I want to say it's no more than like half an hour.
It's like 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And he has a way to just hit home with you. Like, there's so many things that can be applied to all areas of your life, not even just your faith journey. He speaks such good words, and he finds a way to relate to everyone, I think. And yeah, the How Do I Look series is incredible. And I hope everyone will listen to it, because I honestly think I've learned so much from it and have been able to take away so much from it. And I'm sure you have as well. So yeah, I just definitely, it's one of those things that you just want to like share with the whole world. Like, that's how much joy it can bring you. So 10/10 recommend How Do I Look series, anything by Father Mike Schmitz, 10/10 recommend.
Yeah, definitely. So to jump into the last thing, we got to talk about some music. I think the perfect way to talk about it, which might be me, the majority of me dominating this conversation, is the new Travis Scott song with Young Thug and MIA. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you thought of the song?
Yeah. So those of you that know Saul know that he loves to break down a good Travis Scott song. And when I heard Franchise, I heard it like 12 times. So I feel like I have quite the opinion. I would say overall, I like it. I love the beat, first and foremost. When I was told to specifically listen to, correct me if I'm wrong, is it MIA or Mia?
MIA.
MIA. Okay. Sorry about that.
Come on now.
I'm so sorry. But when I was specific, like, okay, listen to MIA's verse. And I did. At first, I was like, you know, doing the head bob. I was like, okay, I'm liking this. But the more that I got into it, I started to not like it. So that's the only critique that I would have for the song. Overall, I really just like anything by Travis Scott. It's got quite the beat, and it's just something that you can always bump in your car when you're driving.
Yeah, definitely. He made a banger. The beat, it goes off. It's amazing. It goes hard. It gets you hyped. It goes dummy hard. Dummy hard. People laugh when I say that, but it goes dummy hard. He did great on his verses. I really liked the song in general. I don't like the song title at all. It should have been named White Tea, but, you know, that's a topic for a different time. Young Thug's part was really good. And yeah, to end with MIA's verse, I go back and forth every time I listen to it on whether it's complete fire or the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm not even joking. Earlier today, I was listening. I was like, this kind of slap. Yesterday, I was listening. I was like, this is horrible. Like, you should just turn it off. So yeah, it's definitely, it's either going to grow on me or it's going to continue to get worse. I don't know.
You know what I think it is if you kind of like put in your mind, like Paper Planes MIA, it's like, this goes hard. But if you like forget who she is in that song, it's like, what's happening? Is this even English? Yeah. Like, so I really think it's about your mindset. Again, let it propel you in terms of music.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what's going on there. I think another critique I have is it seems like they didn't mix her voice in right. And for you, those of you who are like music enthusiasts and whatever, maybe you heard that as well. Maybe you didn't, but now you will hear it. Whenever you go back and listen, it just sounds off. It sounds like they were trying to edit her out or something. Anyways, the music video, it's really good. There's like 200 sheep in the music video, and he used Christopher Nolan's stuff to basically create this like really well thought out music video at Michael Jordan's mansion. Really cool. I really liked it. The overall theme of the song is great, and it was in the NBA Finals commercial this week. Yeah, it was really cool. I thought it was really good. But that brings me to my last point about Travis Scott, because I feel like every episode just ends up I'm talking about him. I think I saw a tweet where it said he is the only person that has had a good 2020, which when I thought about that, I was like, whoa, this is crazy. This guy, he had a deal with Fortnite. This is how long 2020 has been. Fortnite, Hot Wheels, McDonald's. He has the Jordan Nike stuff. And I'm sure I'm missing some other stuff, but like that's all outside of music, plus his merch. Like, he is probably the smartest marketing man of all time. And lastly, he's already teasing his new album, Utopia, and he was dropping hints all year long. And that only means that it's not coming for another 2 years. So we're in for a long wait.
Well, in the midst of even like what's happening right now, I would say like double that, probably like 4 years.
Yeah, so we're going to be out here waiting a long time, but he's marketing it already like a genius so that it's going to be the biggest album drop of all time. Great stuff.
And honestly, when we had to wait for Astroworld, I would say it was worth the wait. Like, absolutely. So
definitely.
Hopefully that's the case for his new album.
I hope he takes his time, and I hope he tops himself and it goes extremely well for him. To end out our discussion on music, why don't you tell the listeners anything that you've been jamming to?
Yeah, so I really like to just go on iTunes and browse. Actually, if you're listening to like a really good song and then like you scroll down, I think you showed me this, like you can see songs that are like this pretty much. And that's actually how I stumbled upon, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name because it's BLXST. And he just came out with this album called No Love Lost. And I listened to the whole album and I love it. Like, it's just one of those things where you can just literally press shuffle and listen to the whole album and the whole thing is good. You're just bumping the whole time. So yeah. And then the other song I've actually been listening to, and this is for my Michael Bublé people, is Put Your Head on My Shoulder. I find great peace when I listen to that song. So if you haven't heard it or haven't listened to it in a long time, I recommend you go listen to it because it's so soothing. And I'll admit, I'll close my eyes sometimes on a drive and be like, wow, this is a great song. Don't recommend closing your eyes, but I recommend the song. So go give those a listen for sure.
Yeah, I have two of my own as well. Hippie Sabotage is this like electronic group. They're two brothers, and I wouldn't even call it electronic music. It's more like electronic beats, obviously, but with like really, really well orchestrated instruments that are done like by the brother. And they have like really, really good songs. I don't know how to describe it. It's really melodic. But we saw them in concert. It was life-changing, and I think you all should go give it a listen. It's called Red Moon Rising, and one of the songs that I really liked on there is called Enough. Really good stuff. It's like really bass heavy, but also melodic and kind of like trancey and euphoric type of thing. Really cool. And lastly, I think it's best to end with a song that I've kind of rediscovered because I saw a TikTok on Twitter that got like almost a million likes. And it was this really wholesome guy, not sure where he's from, and he's just skateboarding down the road, drinking a carton of cranberry juice. And he's bumping and singing along to Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. And wow, I don't use this often, but it was a vibe.
Oh, no.
It was a vibe. And that's kind of just all I want to do now is go get some like orange juice and go cruise on my skateboard. So give it a listen. Any last thoughts, Carissa, before we wrap this up?
I don't think so. Just have a great week.
Yeah, you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the podcast. And thank you again, Carissa, for coming on again as well.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.